Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show. Woo.
Here we are.
Woo. Is anybody else limping over the finish line like I am?
Oh, I cried on the way in. I can't even talk. No. I'm so distraught. But yeah, I started crying and I was like, what is wrong with you? Suck it up.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about the talking part of the show today.
I feel like I can see the finish line, and if I can get there, it's going to be a miracle because I didn't set my alarm last night.
Stop.
What?
How did you get up?
So just to give some text, some context here for a second. Kristen was one of the worst offenders when it came to being tardy on the show.
I'm
pretty consistent, right?
Yeah.
Constantly sending emails.
Is that why you're
her.
Retiring?
You wore me down, girl. Constantly sending emails. Hey, call time is 10 minutes before we go on the air. Oh. Blah, 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 blah. Kristen tries her best, but she's late most of the time. So, not most of the time. More than most.
Yeah. It's like a lot of the time.
So, I pull in this morning. I come in here and her stuff is not set up, and we're getting awfully close to call time here, and now we're getting close to the show starting, and I thought she was going to be late today, and I said to myself, this would be a great way to start the show, with Kristen just missing the first half an hour.
I don't know why. I didn't, have my alarm set.
You literally get up and your husband is like a conveyor belt that is taking you to get coffee, taking you to get breakfast, getting you out of the house. How is it possible?
Well, so I heard his alarm go off and he got up. And so I'm like, oh, okay, it's time. And then, of course, I go right back to sleep because I have multiple alarms and I hit snooze multiple times. I know that's not the healthiest thing to do, but oh, well, I've been doing this for 19 years. It is what it is.
And you've been late for 19 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's really good at it, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? When you find out something that you're good at, you got to stick with it.
Were you late on your other shows also?
Oh, God, yeah.
You are?
Yeah. So my husband comes in and he leans down into my face and I look at him and I'm like, oh, hi. And then I look at my phone and it says 5:39.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
what time do you usually leave?
I normally leave at 5:38, right? 5:38 if I'm going to make call time. But I know, but the problem is, Burt Weiss, is I know what time, I know the absolute last second I have to get out the door in order to make it here on time. And that is 5:45. But I literally had 5 minutes to pull myself together for the freaking last ever Burt show. So, but I made it.
Here you are. Mm-hmm. And then I pull in this morning.
And Abby's like, ooh, look, you got a full face of makeup. And I'm like, yeah, it's from yesterday.
I was so impressed. I was like, the last day, I should have done a full face. No. I should have put some mascara on. Like, at least my hair did.
I actually was going to wash my face last night, but I was so exhausted that I didn't. And I know that's horrible for your skin, but whatever. So I'm here. Hi.
Okay. Hey, yes, you are. Mm-hmm. We all are. I pull in this morning and Ethan. On my last day in radio, comes in early and parks in my spot.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Slow clap, Ethan.
That's
way to go.
Son of a Ethan.
And if Ethan takes your spot, that means you take my spot.
So there.
No, it's your show. Every spot is yours as far as I'm concerned. But now I'm saying two people have beef with Ethan.
Keep in mind, that is not my spot. My reserved spot. It's just the one that you park in every day, so you just adopt it. But on my last day, him getting in early, and it was probably calculated, too. That son of a bitch.
He's probably listening to you right now. He wanted to get in early so he can listen to the last show.
Last little cackle. Well, I keyed his car, so that's cool.
All right, can we please talk about our sisterhood of the traveling gyno appointment?
Oh my God.
This is funny.
All right, so we were recording something after the show, and Abby had a hard out. And the hard out came because, shocker, what we were recording was running late. And as she's walking out the door, and I so love that you said this, you told everybody.
I was like, I got to go get my pap smeared.
I got to be out of here at 10:40.
The paps are after me.
And I immediately go, oh my God, I'm getting my pap smear today too.
And we're doing it because we're out of health insurance next week. And this is literally the only day that my gyno could get me in. She's like, I can do an 11:30 on Thursday. And I was like, giddy up, I'll be in there. And strap my feet in the stirrups, let's go.
So I talk about getting my pap smear, then all of a sudden Cassie goes, I just had mine yesterday.
I couldn't join you in this one.
No.
But you said that Bart was going in and he was getting a whole bunch of stuff done also, dude, man.
Well, because, yeah, I have good news to share later in the show, but you never know what might happen. So it's better to be safe than sorry and to be prepared. So like Abby, we are knocking everything out before the end of the year to make sure that, you know, we have health insurance. Sure.
So I've booked all my appointments and I told my husband, I'm like, hey, you should probably get on this too. Yeah. And this is where our husbands are different. And he goes, no, because then when we get on the new insurance, I'm going to have a whole ton of pre-existing conditions. I'm going to wait.
I'm like, really smart. What? Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I got my pap smeared yesterday and got my order for my mammogram so I can get that taken care of. So Bart's getting his you think I'd be able to sleep in on Monday? No. Bart's getting his colonoscopy on Monday.
So you have to get up early?
So because I have to be his DD.
Oh, he hates you.
Mm-hmm. And then he has knee surgery here in a couple of weeks because he has two tears in his meniscus. So he wants to get that taken care of. And then my colonoscopy is coming up in November as well. And then he's having surgery on his deviated septum. So he's finally getting his nose taken care of that he broke when he was 12.
I love this story here because it's such a Bart story. And why didn't he get it fixed back then?
Well, he was in a bunk bed and he fell out of a bunk bed. Mind you, all five boys slept in the same room together in this farmhouse. He falls out of the bunk bed. He breaks his nose and he didn't want to be a nuisance to his parents. So he just didn't tell him.
Didn't want to be a nuisance to his parents. So he didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. That's the most Bart thing ever.
I know, right? Okay. I have to hear your story.
Oh my God. I wish we had done the segment of where was your mental breakdown that was the most uncomfortable place for you to have a mental breakdown. Because for me, it was yesterday at the gynecologist. Wow. So I leave the studio. And just full context, the show's ending. I was in a fragile state. I'm driving alone for 30 minutes. I'm alone with my thoughts a little too long. On top of that, my appointment was delayed because, you know, doctor's offices are always delayed for like 10, 15, sometimes 30 minutes. So I'm just sitting in this room, naked and vulnerable. Again, once alone with my thoughts, thinking about the next couple of months. And I don't know if you've ever been to a gynecologist before, but when you get in there, you have to strip down and they give you this dress coat. Essentially, you put it on like a jacket and it covers you like a dress. And then they give you what I have affectionately called the vagina towel. They give you a towel essentially to cover your lady bit. So when she comes in, you're not just like, hello. Woo-hoo.
Was all yours not made of paper? Because mine has it's a paper drape and then a paper like blanket.
Yeah. Mine's cloth.
Ooh. Is it like little like a washcloth that you just put right over your...
No.
Mine's like the size of literally a twin bed sheet.
Oh.
It's okay. Huge.
So mine is the disposable stuff, but I'm calling it a towel for easy conversation's sake.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there with my vagina towel over me. I've got my dress on and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I just start getting progressively more in my head. And then all of a sudden I just start hyperventilating crying, like the kind where I'm like, and then I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is so pathetic. And I'm like, I have tears streaming down my face. I'm trying to keep it together. So when the doctor comes in, I'm not like in full blown, like panic. Cause I don't want her to think I'm scared of the pap smear. I'm like, by all means, stick that thing up there. Like, let's get this thing over with.
Right?
I got other things to deal with. So then I grabbed the vagina towel and I just start dabbing my face. I'm like, this is so pathetic. I'm dabbing my face with the vagina towel and I'm trying to get it together. And then all of a sudden I compose myself enough to go, okay, it's fine. I've stopped crying. I'm still a little like red in the face. And then I go, well, now I have this really wet towel thing. So I'm just going to put this to the side. So I put the vagina towel to the side. 5 minutes later, homegirl comes in. She can for sure tell that I'm crying because she just walks in. She's like, oh. So then she starts asking me all the questions that you typically get asked at the gyno. She's like, when was your last period? And I was like, oh, it's really, really late. And she goes, it's probably because of the stress.
Yeah, you think.
And then this is just when it starts to get even more and more pathetic. So then she grabs my wet vagina towel and she puts it back over me, not knowing that I'm specifically over there because I'm like, because I've been sobbing. And it's just this very uncomfortable situation because she's trying to make small talk because they don't want it to be uncomfortable. So you're laying on your back and she opens up the gynecologist dress so you can expose your lady chest. And she's... They have to massage you to I don't know if it's like a mammogram situation, but they just start like...
She's feeling for lumps.
She's feeling for lumps. So she's doing the breast massage and she's like, how's your day? What are you up to? What are you doing next week? And of course, next week, it's going to be the first week off the show and I'm going home to my parents and I'm like, oh yeah, next week I'm flying to Florida and I'm with my parents. And I'm like...
You start crying on the table.
I start crying as she's massaging my boobs.
As she's groping me.
And she's just sitting there like trying not to make a thing of it. And then I've got to go through with the pap smear. And she's like, are you crying because of the pap smear? I'm like, no, Dr. P. I'm just stressed. It was very uncomfortable. The whole situation from start to finish.
I'm so sorry. Abby and I were texting back and forth. And so I sent her a virtual hug. And then I'm like, wait. That's really weird to get a virtual hug while you're getting your pap smear. I'm just going to send good vibes instead.
I'm like, this woman just groped my chest for 5 minutes. Nothing can get weirder.
Here's to tandem pap smears.
Here's to not getting cervical cancer.
Congrats for getting it done, you guys.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Abby. You are part of the Burt Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Burt. It's Abby from the 12, and I have Christopher here, and he just wants to tell you guys bye.
Oh, that'd be great.
Here you go, Christopher.
Bye, guys.
Aww, bye. Bye, buddy.
How are you?
Good.
I'm glad you called in today.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Thank you for the hat.
And thank you for the hat?
Yes.
Ah, nice. You got yourself a Burt Show hat. That's a collector's item now, my friend. Yeah, so don't sell it for high money.
I won't.
Christopher's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and is calling just to say goodbye. We really appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And actually knowing what radio is. That's pretty cool at your age.
Yeah.
Hey, Christopher, use the show ending to your advantage. Tell your mom you're so upset that you can't go to school today.
Mommy, I'm so upset I can't go to school today.
That's the influence of the Burt Show right there. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye.
I hope we get a bunch of calls today.
You guys
call spontaneously. Mm-hmm. Just all morning long would be great. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, we're not starting this segment without talking about Kristen's buffoonery.
Oh my God. So, Bert, your sweet fiance, who is a friend of ours, sent the most beautiful message to us. And this is also to Jackson, Mikey, and Amber, but she doesn't have their message. And she says, soak it in, pause a second longer. All the things we tell the Burt's Big Adventure families for the trip. Embrace it all. Time to land this plane. It's been a hell of a ride. I'll save you the sappy stuff, but damn, I'm proud to call you friends. Which is the sweetest, most beautiful message on the day of the last show. And Kristen, what did you respond?
Cappuccino, please.
Because earlier, Amanda, like in September, had texted us all, said, anybody want anything from Starbucks? Because she was bringing us an order. And I guess Kristen didn't see the beautiful message.
No.
And thought she was doing a coffee run.
I thought I saw the beautiful message, but my phone said I had a bunch of like missed text messages, right? So I open up hers and there's like just the perfect amount of messages that lines up with how many texts. And so I saw the beautiful message and I hearted it. But then I also saw where she offered us coffee. And I'm like, why would you not take her up on that? So, Amanda, I adore you. I love you so much. You have been so good for Burt, so good for this show. You are a tremendous friend. don't worry about the cappuccino.
No, I will also take a cappuccino.
She got up with me this morning and we had coffee together before I took off, right? And I said, this must be what it's like when somebody's on death row and they're having their last meal or their last coffee with their family. This is what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Miss Day, look at all the phones lighting up this morning. Good morning, Miss Day. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert. I'm so sad that today is your last day, but basically, I'm a teacher, and basically, I've listened to you guys since the beginning. I've actually $1,000 for my trip to India. Well, you guys didn't give me the trip, but I spent it on that. I have like that. I don't know if you guys remember that floaty pen with your heads on it.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so I got that. I got that. I got like a sunglasses or something. I got that. So I mean, I've been like a. I don't know what the number. I'm sorry. I don't understand the P1 stuff. But I think I call myself the vintage listener.
Okay. All right. Old school. So, okay.
It's old school. There you go. But thank you so much. I don't even know what I'm going to be doing with my Mondays now because every single morning I'm listening to you guys. So good luck to every single one of you. You guys have really made me laugh, cry. Now, when you guys make me cry, I do turn it off because, God, I got to go entertain the kids and all that. I can't be crying in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand. So, but you don't
I'm
have
an
to be.
Art teacher.
Yeah. You don't have to be done with the Bert Show, Cassie. Tell her what's going on.
Yeah. Starting on Monday on the podcast feed, which is free for everyone, we're going to be releasing highlights from the past 25 years. And I'm not talking about like one or two segments. I mean, we're going to be doing the same amount that we're publishing now. So you're going to have 15 segments from the past 25 years of the Bert Show to listen to. So keep turning in, tuning into the podcast feed. Okay. If you listen through the app is going away. So you can subscribe for free on Apple or Spotify.
We're going to remind you guys like 90 times this morning about this because I'm still getting messages. You have to understand if you're like listening to the whole show and you hear some of the stuff over and over and over again, normally we have people coming and going to the radio so they don't hear all the messages. And today is the last day we can tell you guys because we're still getting the panicked messages saying, what am I going to listen to? You can listen to The Bert Show for 25 years.
Yes. So if you want even more, I'm uploading all of our archived CDs and VHSs. We're ripping all the audio off it, and we've got a Patreon. And so I already have several years uploaded all of our bonus BS. There's a fan community. So go to thebertshow.com, and the first letter you see will take you to our Patreon.
Good morning, Dia. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert. This is Dia Young, and who do I have?
Noah Young.
Hey, from Bert's Big Adventure. Hi.
How's it?
What do you have to say to Bert?
A book.
What do you say to him?
Oh, what the heck?
What the heck?
What the heck? So, Noah, what the heck? Yeah, there's been a lot of people saying that to me the last couple of months.
What the heck?
Well, we're driving this morning listening to y'all, and I was like, okay, we're going to call because Noah definitely wants to say something to Bert. So we're going to miss you so much because we listen to you every morning, and we love y'all, but I know we're going to get to still see you, so that's good. But
for sure. Bert's Big Adventure is not going anywhere, and you're going to be able to see me even more now. So I can't wait to hang out with you guys.
We love you, and we are so, I don't know, we're so excited for you on your new adventure, so congratulations on that, but we are going to miss you on the show every morning.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, and what the heck.
Say bye.
Bye.
No book. What the heck?
What the heck? That's kind of his catchphrase for
us. Oh, he said it on Noah's trip. Every time you turn, if Noah was there, he just look at you and go, what the heck?
All right, Kristen, what do we got here?
Well, we are going to play, I thought we were just going to go right into it. No? Oh, this is very classic Bert Show right here.
Yeah, right here. Okay. Yeah, we actually recorded this yesterday, or 2 days ago, right?
No, this was a couple of days ago, Bert. Yeah.
It's all kind of running into each other here.
We had a pretty important person in the state of Georgia call up and want to give you some accolades and some appreciation.
Bert, you've accomplished a lot in 25 years on The Bert Show, and there are multiple people who would like to show their appreciation and acknowledgement of what you have given back, not only to the city of Atlanta, but also to the state of Georgia.
Hmm?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I thought a punchline was coming.
Can a girl be nice to her friend for once?
No. I thought it was a setup.
It did kind of sound like a setup.
They want to join to say they appreciate your retiring.
So we have somebody very special on the phone who would like to acknowledge your contributions to the city of Atlanta and to the state of Georgia. Let's give props to Tommy, who's been working overtime and securing a lot of these guests. But please welcome Governor Brian Kemp.
No way.
To the Burt Show.
Hello, Governor.
Good morning.
Wow. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hey, I got a ticket a couple of weeks ago. Do you think you could get me out of that?
Yeah, I was, talking about the plumbing line, I was going to open with, just want to let you know you're going to be audited by the Department of Revenue.
Well, thank you for taking time to call.
Just wanted to thank you for 25 great years. Appreciate you having me on over the years. But more importantly, thank you for what you've given the people of Atlanta and the people of our state and all you've given back and your philanthropy and other things that you've done. It's been a blessing. Wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you, Governor. This is the thing, you know, when people are asking me, like, what I want the Burt Show's legacy to be, I think you brought it up here, and I've said this time and time on the show today, this week also. It's just that I want people to remember how much good this whole community did together, not just the Burt Show doing good for the community, but all of Georgia and all of Atlanta coming together whenever we needed them, man. I heard before I got to Georgia that this was one of the most philanthropic states in the country, and I didn't realize it until I got here. The generosity in this state is astounding.
It really is. A lot of great people, a lot of big hearts out there for giving, and we've certainly been a part of that, led by a great First Lady, Mark Kemp, that's done so much on things like pet adoptions, but also just comforting people after storms and devastating events. And you know, to see basically like, you know, just a year ago when Hurricane Helene came through, we went to, I think it was 16 or 18 counties, and you had people that lost everything and they're volunteering to help their neighbor. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, this is Georgia, you know, and this is, I still believe that even though, you know, it's a very divisive time for this country and even in the state sometimes, I still do believe that when things get tough, we show up for each other.
I definitely agree with that. And I think, you know, it is a polarizing time, has been. But, you know, the good thing we got to remember, what we should remember, is that every day there's people just doing common courtesy and good deeds out there every day. And it's good for us to stop and realize that. And Bert, you've been a part of that. So congratulations for a job well done and wishing you all the best in the future.
Thank you, Governor. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, damn.
There you go.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you're wow. You're kind of a big deal when the governor wants to call and send you off.
So now is not a good time to tell you guys this is one big prank.
Yeah.
This would be bad timing right now.
Yeah. Okay.
The Burt Show.
First sentimental thing I'm really going to say this morning. Okay, here it is.
Are we going to institute the cry counter before you say it?
This was your idea. I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The cry counter is what?
Every time a person cries, we're going to tally it and have the total amount of cries by the end of the show. It's going to be off the charts.
I'm feeling an enormous amount of pressure to cry today. I think it's just going to happen.
Or you're thinking about it so hard it doesn't. And then everybody's just going to think you're like this vacant robot.
But I am. So you guys are trying to make me something I'm not.
You want everyone to think you are, but you're a big old mushy softy on the inside.
Let me prove that to you. So I'm not going to be able to say everything I want at the end of the show. In fact, Kristen and I just kind of confessed to each other that putting together the final words of what we're going to say before we turn these lights off and we leave for the very last time has been extraordinarily challenging, man, to a point where I gave up. I'm just like, I don't really write things out and have them scripted. I've done that so few times on this show that then I started to put some bullet points together and that wasn't working for me either. And I just decided that what I do best is just wing it. So the words are going to come out at the end of the show, but I'm not going to be able to do all the words. So throughout the show, I just want to share some thoughts. And this one is directed at Kristen.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. So yesterday we had a crazy day yesterday. I had no idea what was coming. All I knew is these guys were telling me to come to the radio station at 3:45 and be camera ready. That's all I know. So I show up here and every local TV station is here. It was like a press conference. It was crazy, right? We'll get to later why they were here because it certainly wasn't just because I'm taking off, right? Well, anyway, after we did what we did, I did an interview with them, like a press conference, and then they put the microphones on Kristen. And I guess I could have left the studio. I did not want to. and the way that you held court yesterday and were so charming and vulnerable and honest and funny, I sat in this seat with so much pride that you and I have done this together for 14 years.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. And what's funny is I was thinking the exact same thing, because I too could have left the studio while they were interviewing you. But I was just over in the corner, leaning up against the wall, taking it all in. And I mean, same goes to you, friend. They asked some tough questions.
Yeah, right? Like, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
No.
I think that was the last one.
I almost chimed in when they asked you that. I was like, he doesn't eat candy. This man hasn't seen a carb since Nom.
I realized yesterday as I was speaking also, and you were in the corner watching everything go down, is the extra confidence I have when you're in the room.
I feel the same way about you.
Really?
Yes, I really do. It's as far as your and I's working relationship and having been able to do this together for 14 years, and I tell everybody, you and I work for a multitude of reasons, because we're opposites in a lot of ways, but we're also similar in a lot of ways. And I think because of all of those attributes and flaws, somehow our attributes complement each other and our flaws complement each other. And where I lack, you pick up. Where you lack, I pick up. And it's just been a really beautiful working relationship for the past 14 years. And I have cherished every single moment and have grown tremendously. Listening back to some of these flashback segments to like baby KK on the Burt Show. And like, you know, you have instilled in me a confidence that I never thought I had.
If you had not joined the show, and the hardest part for me is hiring. I mean, it's a big decision. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things that go in. It can work. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you think it's working and it's not. That for another time. But when you got in here 14 years ago, you kept me around longer. I don't know who would have been in that seat. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine it. You know, like when you're watching a movie and it's such a brilliant role that somebody does, and then you hear that somebody else tried out for the part and they turned it down, and you're like, oh my God, could you imagine that movie with somebody else as the lead? I feel that way about you. Like, this retirement thing, I'm guessing, would have happened a lot sooner had you not joined this show.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I've loved doing this with you, man. I really have.
It's been something special, man.
Yes, it has.
It has. Here is Brittany. Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. To mimic what the guy said earlier, what the heck, Burt? the reason I was calling is actually, so my brother is in the military, and my sister-in-law, they have a toddler, and she has traveled all over the country with him. She has single-mommed so many times while he's been deployed, and she has been listening to you guys since she was in a car seat, and you have been the one source of stability in her life as she's traveled all over the country as a military wife. So I just wanted to thank you guys for her. Her name's Morgan Hurl, and you guys mean the world to her. She's a night shift nurse, so she couldn't call in this morning, and I promised her I would call on her behalf, but you guys raised her from the time she was in a car seat to now she has her own little one, and your stability in her life with the military has just meant the world to our whole family. So thank you guys so much.
Oh my gosh. So this message is especially for Morgan. Thank you so much for your loyalty and for listening, and thank you for your service, because if you are a family member of a service member, you too are serving and you are sacrificing. So thank you.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. She said a couple of things here that really has struck me deeply the last couple of weeks. And I've said this on the air also, but kids were raised on us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had people listening.
That is some irresponsible parenting right
there. Yeah, right? We should have called Child Protective Services on you guys. But, you know, I'm getting a lot of messages, and I'm sure you guys also are, that I started, my parents forced me to listen to you guys when I was 5 years old, and I just never stopped, and now I'm 30. I don't take that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
That is... that you've chosen us every single day, and I am sure we have tested you guys over the years, but that you let us be the show for you that the Jeff and Jer was for me back in San Diego, that it was just habit, and it didn't feel like my day started right unless I was listening to those guys. And it wasn't just routine, it's because they felt like I felt a connection to them, even though I had never met them. And the fact that we in here are that for people listening in their cars or wherever for the last 25 years is a huge compliment.
Oh, it's an honor. It's an honor that you let us into your lives.
Huge compliment.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Rebecca, show is ending. What you got?
Yeah, you guys are all fabulous and amazing, but I'm ready to reveal that I'm terrible.
We've known this for a while.
I refuse to believe that.
No, I'm a bad person. I'm ready to stop pretending because the show is ending today, and I can finally stop being afraid of being canceled. So I have a lot of bad opinions. They're bad, but they're correct. I still know they're correct.
So these are the hills that you are willing to die on, the superficial hill?
These are my personal hot takes. Okay. I want to see if you guys subscribe to any of them. I kind of doubt it. And if you have any hot takes that you're willing to chime in with, please feel free. The first one is actually one of the most controversial ones. And it's that peanut butter and chocolate together is disgusting.
What? Like Reese's?
It's peanut disgusting. It's gross.
I agree.
You do?
Yes.
What kind of nonsense is this?
You are nuts.
I'll eat it, but it's not. It's just, I don't know.
It's not good. Peanut butter is for jelly, and anything else is a perversion.
Perversion.
And should not happen.
You know, you with your green hair and your liberal values, I never thought you would be so close-minded.
Right. You're right. I'm intolerant of peanut butter and chocolate together. Okay, here's my second hot take. We need to bring back duels.
Duels?
Duels.
Like gun duels?
Yes. No more subtweets. No more shading online.
We meet at Weehawken at dawn.
If you hate me, kill me.
Or at least try.
Try. Right. Bring your long sword.
If that was put back into play, Bircha would have ended a long time.
Okay, this next one, I've never been more passionate about anything ever, and I'm super serious about this. Boys between 12 to 15... need to pass mandatory etiquette classes before being allowed in movie theaters.
I love this. Tommy is definitely going to second this. Are you kidding me?
Hear, hear.
Yeah, and that privilege can be revoked by any civilian at any time, any movie theater. Okay, I have some quick fire ones. Weed should be illegal and liquor should be illegal.
What?
Yes. Dunkin' is better than Krispy Kreme.
Oh, boy, are you going to get some flack on that one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Die Hard is an Easter movie. Astrology is not real, but the moon does control us. And I'm not going to elaborate. Mm-hmm. I don't care when celebrities cheat on each other. That's what they're supposed to do. And this one. Oh, God, this grinds my ears. Okay. If you have ever asked anyone, well, what color do you think my eyes are? Then you deserve required community service for an entire year to pay for your crimes.
What?
I hate that. People with hazel eyes or green eyes, they do it so facetiously. You've had that color eyes since you were born. You know what color your eyes are. You just want me to tell you that your eyes are beautiful.
They change in the sun, Rebecca.
No, they don't.
They change in the sun.
I don't think so.
They change with the seasons.
When I cry, they turn kind of lavender. I hate that.
It's the chocolate and peanut butter one for me that's going to get you canceled.
Well, this one is probably my worst one yet, and I'm already sorry, but I never liked Labubus.
What?
What?
I went out of my way twice.
Listen,
I saw them on TikTok. They were a big pop culture moment. I had to bring it to the show. Okay, I love the ones that people sent me. I love those ones. I got a Coke one that's really cool. I love those. But yeah, I put them on my bag and I pass a mirror and I'm like, I am 31. This is so sad.
I'm so glad you said it though.
I even got you a Labubu gibbet for your Crocs.
But, and I gave it away.
But Are you kidding?
I give you credit, though, for taking one for the team. You thought, hey, the Burt Show needs this on it. This is a big pop culture thing. They don't know anything about it. And you lie.
Yeah.
I feel like I just found out that we never really landed on the moon. Shocked I am.
All right. So, Kristen, what do we got?
All right. Mascara alert, friend. Yes, Bert's big adventure will continue. That is not going anywhere. We are going on our trip again in 2026 with 12 to 13 incredible, amazing families. Our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And it has just grown into this beautiful community of families with children with special needs, chronic illnesses, terminal illnesses. And it is the shining star in your career in Atlanta.
If somebody's going to ask me, like, point to one thing that you're most proud of, well, I probably couldn't, but this would be one of the top three.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I reached out to Molly, the executive director of Bert's Big Adventure, and some of the Bert's Big Adventure kids and families put a video together wanting to wish you a happy retirement. Now, again, Bert's Big Adventure not going anywhere, man. Mm-hmm. Like we are, this nonprofit is moving forward and we're going to be, you know, taking care of the families we have and adding more families along the way. But from some very special Bert's Big Adventure kids and families.
This is love.
Here is a special message just for your last day on the Bert Show.
Hey, Bert, it's Charlie. Bert's Big Adventure will always have a special place in my heart. Little 5-year-old me got to be one of the first to go to Disney with Bert's Big Adventure. What I love most about BBA is it's like family. Everyone shows up when you need them. The reunions that connect everyone from all the years into one event is even more magical. When I got to witness what Bert's Big Adventure is all about at the 20-year send-off, it made me smile the entire time. I even got to have a beer with you on air, being the first kid from Bert's Big Adventure to do so. One of my favorite events I got to be a part of is when I got to meet the Atlanta Hawks, and they surprised my whole family and other families with Christmas presents. With all that being said, it shows how big of a heart you have, Bert. Having a disability isn't easy, and Bert's Big Adventure makes everyone feel important. It shows you how much people care and want to show that having a terminal illness or disability shouldn't define you. Congrats on your retirement from radio, Bert.
Lainey, 2024.
Happy retirement, Mr. Bert.
Ducky and Birdie, 2023.
Thank you, Bert, for making Bert's Big Adventure. I hope you have a wonderful retirement. Happy retirement, Bert!
Happy retirement, Bert!
Jax, 2023.
Happy retirement, Bert. I love you.
Solomon, 2024.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Ashlyn, 2018.
Hi, BBA. I want to congratulate Bert on his retirement, and I'm so happy that he now gets to spend time with his family and just relax and take it easy. And I hope he has the best retirement and takes all the vacations that he wants to do and sees the world and just has fun. And I'm so happy that he just helps so many kids each year. And all of the BBA alumni I know is just so happy for him, just like I am. And I'm so happy that he's gets to just relax, and I wish him a very good retirement. Thank you, Bert.
Camila and Layla, 2023.
Hi, Bert. Happy retirement.
We wish you the best.
We love you, Bert.
We love you. Bye.
Jack and Katie, 2024.
Happy retirement day, Bert.
Say we love you.
We love you.
Chance, 2024.
Hey, Bert, happy retirement. We love you and appreciate you. Don't sit around and get too lazy. If I see you getting too lazy, I'm going to whoop you.
Oliver and Mom, 2025.
Happy retirement.
Bert.
Have an amazing retirement.
Rue 2022.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Finley 2025.
Happy retirement, Bert. Congratulations.
Hey, it's Jenna from BBA 2013. Happy retirement, Bert. We love you and thank you for everything.
Mason 2020.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Liam and Emma 2025.
Congratulations, Bert. We love you.
Yay.
Olive and Family 2024.
Happy retirement, Bert. We love you.
Toe On 2023.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Bailey, Brooklyn, and Bella 2025.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Layla 2023.
Hey, Bert. I just wanted to wish you a happy retirement, and I hope to see you soon. I'm very happy for you.
Ivy and Stormy 2024.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Rainey and Huxley 2025.
Happy retirement, Bert.
Addie 2023.
Hey, Bert. It's me, Addie. Happy retirement. Love you.
Journey, Ariana, and Jaden,
2024. Happy retirement, Grandpa Bert.
Now you have more time to take a shopping.
And you can stay up later now.
In memory of Lake, his mom, Anna.
Hey, Bert. Just wanted to say thank you so much for making Lake's dreams come true. Thank you for loving him and our family so well. We wish you the best, most relaxing retirement ever.
Wow. Thank you. All those voices really mean something.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you know, we're talking about my retirement here, but this has just been a community effort, not just in here, but you guys also have changed these lives, man. And this organization was set up for a couple of reasons, and one of them was to bring people together. But we've lost Burt's Big Adventure kids over the years, as you guys know. And you changed their life, and you allowed all of these kids and their families to have those memories before they left. And that is a huge, huge deal. So thank you for continuing to support Burt's Big Adventure. All of those voices, man, each and every one of them was like pulling on my heartstring. You guys have done something really, really special by helping us out. So thank you for helping out Burt's Big Adventure all these years.
The Burt Show.
We got you. We got you. You've had us all these years. We got you. We've seen the messages. We took the calls. We didn't even think about this until a week ago where you're like, oh, I'm in a panic. What am I going to listen to every morning with you guys being gone? Well, you can still listen to The Burt Show on a couple of different levels here.
Yeah. So starting on Monday, we're going to be releasing highlights from the past 25 years on the regular podcast feed. So if you listen to the podcast, you don't have to do anything else. You can keep on listening. If you listen through the app, the app is going away. You got to subscribe for free on Apple or Spotify. And then if you're a hardcore P1, totally separate, you can join our Patreon. That's patreon.com/TheBurtShow, where we are uploading all the audio we can find and all of our bonus BS from the past 25 years. I've already got like 5 years up and all of the bonus episodes that you can binge.
And I guess in radio, we've used the term highlights for so long as clips, but that's not what this is.
No. It's like best of. It's my way of saying we are not putting every single episode on the free feed, but we're going to be releasing like 15 episodes every weekday, just kind of keeping up the same publishing cadence as you're used to right now. So it's going to be full bits from The Burt Show. We call it best of. So it's just random highlights from throughout the years.
It's an obvious question I'm getting over and over and over again today. And I got yesterday also and for the last week. How are you feeling about things? How are you feeling about it? And as Kristen has taught me, two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
I have been sad, but filled with joy also over the last couple of weeks. And I've never experienced both emotions together, but I've been pretty fragile. I just feel my emotions feel kind of frayed the last couple of weeks. One thing I think I'm feeling more than anything else, honestly, which is probably making me less sad, is I am really at peace with this. I really am totally at peace with this. Like, I remember coming to Atlanta and starting The Burt Show. And I remember at a certain point in my career that radio was changing. Like, it was like morning zoos for the longest time, you know, where they were making silly jokes and playing sound effects in the background. Honk, honk, beep, beep. The Breakfast Flakes.
you remember our fake morning show, The Breakfast Flakes?
Yes. But they were all over the country. They were real shows, right? And we came in at a time where I think listening habits and culture was changing to where they wanted something just the opposite of that, something a little bit more authentic, something real, something funny. And we came in at the right time when listening habits were changing, and it made us very successful for 25 years. Now, because, and I remember making the thought at the time, because I started watching all these breakfast flaky shows, these zoos go away one by one by one and being replaced by shows that were doing what we were doing, right? And I remember making the observation way back when that there is going to be a time where what we're doing is going to be the thing that maybe isn't what's in anymore. And if I can't evolve, then it'll be my turn to take off. And I think that entertainment and radio now has changed in such a different way that I really feel that if we want to stay on top and be like number one, which to me is the only option when we're doing this show, that listening habits and radio has changed so much that it has to be so safe now for mainstream radio that I can't do that. That's just not what I'm just not built for that. So to come in here every single day and kind of sell out and do that, this is just my time to take off because you guys have listening habits have just evolved, you know? So there are going to be a lot of different shows up and down the dial that are doing safe radio because that's what radio is now. Like you're in your car, you're listening with your kids, and that has its place and it's beautiful. But that's not really what we started this show for. And that's not what I'm all about, man. I mean, I've wanted to talk about serious things before. I've wanted to talk about what's on our heart when it comes to politics and when it comes to race and the culture of what's going on in America. And radio is just not that place anymore, which is fine. I mean, it's kind of in podcasting and other different platforms. But I'm at peace knowing that this just doesn't fit me as much anymore, you know?
And that's okay.
And it is okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what is making me less sad is just I know it was a great run and for what we did was fantastic. But it doesn't fit me as much anymore.
And that's okay.
But I'm really coming to terms with it.
Is it okay? I don't know. I don't really think it is. I'm going to throw a flag on that.
How you doing up there, girl?
I'm good.
I'm just checking in with you.
Yeah.
Are you teetering?
Good. No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.